You go on to college to Tulsa University. That was a no-brainer, I guess.
Well, yes and no. My dad was on the board at that time. He didn't go there, but he got on the board ultimately. We did love the school. I decided to go, though, because they offered me a half scholarship to play basketball. That's the reason I went. It's a terrible reason to go to school, but that's what I did do. We didn't have to go financially. I played basketball 1 year, and then the next fall, basketball season started on October 1, but you could not go in and practice till October 15. Bob Patterson, you know who Bob Patterson is. Bob was a freshman that fall. He and I were outside running. We ran from the north end of the stadium to the south end of the stadium. At that time, there were temporary bleachers on the field. And the two best players on the team were hiding under those bleachers. They had been out drunk all night the night before and didn't want to run any. Bob and I ran by them and looked at them, and I got around the corner. I said, Holmes, it doesn't make any difference how many laps you run, how many steps you run. They're going to play, and you aren't, because they have talent and you don't. I went in the next day and told the coach I just didn't think I want to do this anymore. You know what? He didn't even try to dissuade me from leaving. I wonder if he understood the same thing. It was a guy named Clarence Iba at that time. Yeah.
Clarence Iba.
That was Henry's brother.
Yeah. And he was coach at TU.
Yes, he was.
I didn't know that. So had Clarence Iba been there for some time? Was he
been there about 2 or 3 years. A couple of years later, he quit coaching and moved to Fort Worth. But he was there, certainly was. Joe Swank was his assistant coach, and Joe became a head coach at TU after him.
Tell our listeners who Bob Patterson was.
Bob Patterson was from Kansas City, Missouri. He was a wonderful high school basketball player. During the spring, he would ride the train down and practice with us. He came to TU to play basketball and ultimately married Walt Helmrich's sister. He is still alive. She is not alive anymore, but he still lives here in Tulsa. So he's a very good man.
You then earned a degree
in business administration, yeah.
So you graduated in what year?
1954.
You became a strong supporter of TU, and you are to this day, are you not?
I have always liked the University of Tulsa. I graduated, I was 22 years old. When I was 26, I was president of the Alumni Association. I like to be around bright people, and I've just always been around the university, one way or another, yeah.
And today, you are an emeritus board member.
That's correct.
Board of Trustees.
That's correct.
How long were you a board member there?
About 19 years.
So you
and I was chairman board a couple of years.
Seen it grow to what it is today.
I've seen the evolution, and it's been spectacular. Slow for a while, and then it accelerated. I had torn down the first houses that were torn down west of the campus, 26 of them. Charlie Norman, the next year, was the first one to get apartments built on the campus. And we put the campus plan in place, which has been modified somewhat, but that's when it all got started, about then. But the thing that really helped that thing was Fulton Collins, a very key figure.
He was
chairman. He ran that thing as chairman of the board for about 9 years. He probably left $20 million of his own money in that school before he passed away. He worked out there, wasn't always liked by the presidents because he was insistent on making them say things the way it was, would not let them dance around issues and so on. But the execution of the campus plan, he caused to happen. And he was a wonderful human being and so incredibly bright, it's unbelievable.
Another major administration building is named in honor of him.
Yes, it is. And when they were raising money for that, they went to Quick Trip, and Quick Trip gave them some money and named the boardroom after me. And I got lucky, and they also put a portrait of mine in the boardroom.
They did. And I don't know if it looks better than you really look or not, but it's pretty nice.
I think it's better. And I'll tell you who did it, though, and why. Chester Cadjo's daughter did that. She is a big-time painter in California. Since they gave me the money, I suggested they use her to do the portrait, and it worked out well.
Yeah, it did.